Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. Welcome guys to another episode of my podcast. So it is the first episode back where I am talking by myself without any guests. So I wanted to cover a topic which was actually brought up last season by one of you guys in your questions, but I thought now was a really good time to cover this because it totally ties into what I wanted to discuss today with you anyway. So Katie actually asked me the question, what to do when you accidentally manifest something you don't want, can you reverse it? So this is such an interesting topic because it all comes down to one thing, the power of your thoughts and the power of your mind. So the reason I want to discuss this with you guys today is because recently I've had such an awakening to the power of my thoughts and to the power of my words and how I've actually been really freaking ignoring this. So this once again goes back to the basics of law of attraction and how we, you know, just forget these things every now and again. And you know what? If I can hold my hands up and say that I forget these things, so can you, because we're all guilty of it. And the beauty of healing and the beauty of growing further into love is to witness when you do forget things and when you do fuck up and when you do, you know, just forget the basics essentially, and you do say things and you're like, oh crap, that's totally manifested shit. And I always notice if I worry about things, so if I like think about things and I'm like, oh god, I don't want that to happen, and I think about it, it happens because guess what, we're putting energy into it. So the answer to your question, Katie, is I don't think we can necessarily reverse it. Like, we can't, you know, erase it from humanity, but what you can do is choose differently next time, so choose a different thought process. So for instance, something in my life that I manifested recently which I didn't want to manifest, and basically was a pretty shitty thing, and the reason why I'm not going to go into what that shitty thing was is because it doesn't exist, and you will understand why I'm saying this later on in this podcast. So I'm not going to tell you what happened, I'm not going to tell you any of the negatives, but all you will need to know is that basically I spoke my worst fear into existence. And how I did that was by not witnessing that I was like succumbing to negative thoughts and also speaking, complaining, being negative and everything. So the situation was that I was saying like everything in my life is so amazing apart from this, and I just, even saying that statement, I didn't realize what I was saying. And eventually that became my truth. And by complaining about the situation, discussing it with people, complaining, just being like, ugh, quite low vibe about it, just, you know, just wallowing in it, I guess, and not necessarily being victim mode, but just being like, you know, oh my god, like I've done everything and, you know, it's not improving, like what the hell is going on, like why is this happening? And, you know, I was just so actually blind in a sense to what I had done here. I was, you know, doing so much healing, dissolving ego, working on my ego, working on my fears, that I was blindly missing the freaking obvious of, bitch, you are speaking it into existence, you are literally affirming it. So I want to stress to you the power of your words today, totally, because you will never hear me complain about anything ever again or anyone ever again. I will only speak positively about every situation, every person, because damn, the universe has shown me better. So essentially, the best things to do when you do manifest things you don't want is to just freaking laugh at it. Just be like, oh my God, I'm powerful. Like, you know, just laugh at it. Be like, okay, like this could be shitty. This could be, you know, shit, but you know what? That just proves the power of manifestation. This just proves the power of my thoughts and how vital it is to really get positive in my thoughts and positive in my speech. So when you do, and you know, I will hold my hands up once again, it is hard sometimes to just think positively. Like, I'm very in touch with my intuition, very in touch with my spirit guides. So a lot of the time I'm guided, so I know what, you know, the outcomes are going to be or whether I feel good or bad about something. But sometimes, you know, when you're in your ego and you're kind of really fighting this and you're kind of like, oh, shit, I've spoken this into existence. Sometimes it's not actually as easy as just listening to your angels or listening to your guides, because sometimes you just think, oh God, like, oh God, can this be reversed? So I'm here to tell you, not necessarily reversing it, it's about moving into the new. So manifest the new outcome you want. So what I did here was wrote an entirely new story. So I've been reading A Course in Miracles, which Gabby Bernstein recommends all the time, and I was like, I need to start this. And I've been learning all about miracles and it's super, super interesting, but it is a very heavy read. They always say it's like the most purchased book, but read by a few, because it is so complex. And, you know, even I'm reading it and I'm like, oh my God, I don't understand it. So I actually went and bought A Course in Miracles Made Easy, which is a Hay House book. And oh my God, this book has changed my life. So The Course in Miracles is changing my life, but I'm reading the like dummy's guide to start off with, so I can then read The Big Bad Boy and be like, right, I get this now. So in this book, they totally speak about how when we're positive and when we expect the outcome, so when we're certain of the outcome, not only can you afford to wait and wait with ease, also the universe has no option but to make that your reality. So it works both ways, negative and positive. If you're speaking into existence, if you're like convincing yourself of this lack or this negativity or whatever the situation is, you are bringing that to your reality. You're making more of it. And I know some people will sit there and say, well, how am I meant to discuss my problems with people? Like, you know, discussing things with people is healthy. It gets it off your chest. You know, it gives you a positive sort of like release. But actually, babes, it doesn't. It literally manifests it more. So what I found is when I want to get stuff off my chest or I just want someone to listen, I just listen to myself. So I acknowledge those feelings, I acknowledge those fears, and then I'll do some morning pages. So I'll just journal it out. I will write it in a diary and burn it. And that is your safe place to discuss those, you know, negative or limiting beliefs, but do not speak them out loud to someone. So for me, what was really helpful is my spiritual sisters just totally get this. So I messaged them and I was like, from now on, I was like, I see the error of my ways. I see what I've done here. From now on, you will never, ever hear me speak negatively of this situation. I was like, I'm only speaking as if the positive outcome has happened. It is happening. It's here. It's already happened. There's nothing lacking here. It's all here. And they just totally got it. So now they don't ask me how it is, or like how, you know, like how do I feel about it or anything. They don't ask me, because I'm like, why would you ask me? It's already happy, it's already amazing, it's already fulfilled. You don't need to ask me that. I'm just going to tell you about the amazingness that is happening with that situation. So that is the way to do it. And in this A Course in Miracles Made Easy book, they spoke about, like, you know, all the stuff which we already know, like we're the author of our lives. And, you know, writing a book myself at the moment, it reminded me of like, damn, I am literally creating my life and have just been totally blind to it for a couple of months. So I decided that I was going to scrap the old story, scrap the shit that I manifested and was just like, doesn't exist. So I just had a really powerful conversation with the universe. You can write this down, you can say it out loud, whatever feels good to you. And I was just like, universe, I've chosen wrongly, I'm sorry, I know I manifested this, I didn't mean to, and I totally see the errors of my way. And I just said, like, from now on, I choose how this story goes. I'm choosing positivity, success, love, fulfillment. I'm choosing how this story continues now. And it was almost just like making a decision that absolutely no negativity, lack, or anything could exist anymore in this situation, because it wasn't real, it didn't exist. And when you read A Course in Miracles, it all talks about illusion and fear. And, you know, this earth is an earth full of illusions. And when you find the power in realizing that any negativity, lack, separation, or anything of which isn't love is all illusion and doesn't exist, it changes your entire existence. Like, when I was reading this in this A Course in Miracles Made Easy book, I was like, holy fuck, it's so true. Like, all of this lack doesn't even exist. It just doesn't exist. And I know, like, you know, you have to be at a certain stage in your spiritual journey to get this, and I totally get that, because if I'd read this probably 6-12 months ago, I'd have been like, what? Like, this is crazy. Like, this does not vibe with me. So if none of what I'm saying vibes with you, just have faith that at some point in your life, it will make sense. And for me right now, it totally makes sense in the fact of I've been putting energy into something that didn't exist and manifested it into my reality. So the importance of, you know, being positive, having positive thoughts and only speaking positive is putting energy into what you do want. You can't put energy in what you don't want. So when these limiting thoughts and beliefs come up, or fearful thoughts and beliefs come up, or even illusion, you know, just witness it as illusion. Just say, I know this is illusion, it doesn't exist, and just replace it with a really loving thought, and just reassure yourself, give yourself that reassurance. Just be like, you know that's not true, you know this is the truth, you know you're going to be happy either way, and that is your core truth, and that is all you trust. You know, speak to your angels, speak to the universe, speak to your spirit guides, whatever you resonate with, angel cards, whatever, and whatever they tell you is your truth. That is love, divine love, which cannot be taken away from you and is your utter truth. Go into meditation, go and get the answers you seek, because once you have those answers, trust them. Your gut will always know, you will always know, and you have to trust that. And our egos will pipe up, trust me, my Charlie ego does pipe up. If you don't know why it's called Charlie, then have I done stuff on ego? I think I have. This is the thing, I've written so much in my book now, I don't know what I've actually said in videos and podcasts over what is just in the book. So I do speak about how you name your ego and stuff. And witnessing your ego is so powerful, because you can work with your ego instead of working against your ego. And it's all about giving your ego love and compassion. So for me, my greatest fear was the fear of not being loved. And that has cropped up in so many aspects of my life, relationships, friendships, work, career, everything. Like, even with the book deal, the ego like stuff that came in and like restricted me from getting what I wanted was all because of the fear of not being loved. I was focusing on it having to be best-selling, it having to be with Hay House, it having to be this. And I was like, hang on a minute, you've totally forgotten why you even wanted to write the fucking book. So go back to love, go back to the core value of sharing that message with the world, and the people who need to read it will read it. So witness your thoughts, witness your ego, reassure, and just constantly, you know, give yourself love. It's all about self-love and being strong, knowing your truth, knowing what is meant for you, and trusting the universe and trusting the process of the universe. So when something negative manifests, or, you know, you accidentally manifest something like Katie asked, it's all about witnessing that, owning that, and changing that. So rewrite your story. So once I'd had my conversation with the universe and I was like, this is it now, I get it, I'm changing, I'm never doing this again, I only spoke positively about the situation. So before, if I had done this, I know that every time someone would ask me about it or bring it up, I would have like felt like, you know, like a tense feeling or a bit of negativity, or, you know, I'd been like, oh my God, I'm so lying about this. Like, this is just lying. What am I doing? But this time it was different because I witnessed the truth and I knew the truth. I knew that I had got myself in this place. So I knew wholeheartedly I could get myself out of this place with my words. So I believed it. I believed the truth. I knew the truth. I knew what was meant to happen. And I spoke my existence into reality, just as I had spoken this shitty thing into reality. So I only gave energy and positive love and light to the positives of the situation. When someone would ask me, I would be like, everything's amazing, thank you. Like, everything's great. And it didn't feel like I was lying. It just didn't. I don't know why. It must have been like a energy shift or a shift of perception, but it felt right to say that. And I was like, everything's great, thank you. And, you know, people would maybe be a bit confused because obviously they'd be like, what's happened? I'd be like, miracles. I'd be like, everything's great, everything's perfect. And, you know, I wouldn't go into too much detail because obviously then I would just be like blatantly lying, but I would just speak the truth, speak love, that everything was lovely, everything was amazing, and everything was exactly how it should be. So that's the story you need to tell yourself. And physically, I then wrote a letter to myself with my new story. So I addressed it as my story. And I literally wrote out the situation exactly how I wanted it to be. So I would speak of all of the positives, all of the positive attributions, the positive qualities, basically like everything that I wanted that situation to be, essentially.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And I just wrote it out and I was like, this is it. And I wrote at the end, and so it is. I signed it and just gave absolute gratitude to that. And I live by that story now. And that's what you have to do. When you write your new story or write your new situation, you live by that. You commit to it and you say, this is my story now. Now, I know some of you will be like, okay, that's great. I can do all of that. But how do I then install the belief? So the belief comes from, like I said, the core knowing of the eventuality of the situation. So if you feel good and you're like, you're certain that it's all going to work out in your favor and it's all going to be positive, that is your belief and you follow that. And you know, the angels and the universe and spirit guides will give you signs. That's what happened to me. I started seeing signs everywhere. So every time, and I kid you not, every time a fearful thought would enter my mind, or I'd feel just a little bit like fed up, or just like, you know, come on, I've been working so hard on this, I've been positive, like, just give me something, universe, just give me some hope, it would appear in the form of signs, numbers, people, names. It would all appear every time I needed it. And that was my faith. My angel cards were my faith, because they gave me such positive messages. And the thing is I wasn't choosing these cards, like the cards were choosing me. And some days I would be in a right little funk. I would be in a right little just bubble of lack and just like, oh God, how long can I keep this up for? And these cards were my saviors. They would like give me these positives, like keep going, don't stop, you've got this, like abundance, you're ready and all of this. And they were just great cards. And if you don't know these cards, I've spoken about them a lot because these cards are just so magical for me. They just help me so much. And they're called Angel Answers cards, and they're by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, I believe. And it's basically like a pink and yellowy cover with a beautiful angel on the front with butterflies on her crown, which I don't think is a coincidence, seeing as butterflies are my life right now. So yeah, these cards are amazing because no matter what, they give you the truth. And sometimes it's something you don't want to hear, and other times it's actually how you interpret the card. Like, I've had a few negative cards and I'm like, oh, thanks guys, like this is what this is my future, thank you. But you know what, by the end of the day, as soon as I've raised my vibes, as soon as I've changed my perception and been committed to manifesting what I want, they soon change to the positives, and you're like, oh. And they're like, yeah, well, you've changed your tune, so we've changed our tune. So really, anything is possible if we can manifest the shit. Fucking hell, we can manifest the good stuff. We know we can manifest the good stuff. We do it. So when you feel fearful that you're going to manifest something you don't, because the thing, I do this when I don't want to manifest something, simply shutting it out of your mind is literally so hard, because I feel like my ego just keeps putting it in my mind, like, ha ha ha, try and forget this now. And then I'm so fearful that I'm going to manifest this thing, because I'm like, holy shit, now I'm thinking about it, and now I need to not think about it. Oh my god, I'm thinking about it again. Like, it is hard. So I always find the best thing to do is to just go into meditation and just ask my angels and spirit guides to remove these thoughts from my head. I just say, please remove these illusions from my head. I don't want to manifest them, so please just remove them and leave me with love, send me love, remind me of my power, remind me of, you know, the power of my thoughts, and just bring me back to love. And it always, always works, because it just removes that stress. And you know, what will manifest will always manifest, whether it's good or bad. But sometimes the bad stuff manifests to remind us we have work to do. Like, come on, like, you have the power of your thoughts, the power of your words. And sometimes these things manifest to show us this. Like, sometimes it's all part of the divine plan to bring us to awareness, bring us back to love, bring us back to abundance. And something that can seem like a really negative thing can actually be an absolute opportunity and blessing. So what I manifested did seem like the end of the world. It did seem just shit. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to tell you a positive a few weeks ago, but now I see every positive in it, because I see why it had to happen for me to have this awakening, for me to write about it in my book, for me to do this podcast, for me to share this message with the world of my realizations of the power of your thoughts and the power of your words. So without this situation happening, I wouldn't have grown within myself, I wouldn't have addressed my ego, I wouldn't be reading A Course in Miracles Made Easy, I wouldn't be teaching you guys on it. So there is always, always, always benefits and opportunities in every shitty thing you can manifest. So witness that, own it, and change your story. Because when you change your story, the universe has absolutely no choice but to bring it into your existence. So it's all about speaking it into existence. So I want you to make this pact with me that from today, whatever happens in your life, whether it's currently happening, something that happens in the future, you are never going to talk negatively about it. Do not complain, do not judge, because it's getting you out of a high vibration, it's taking you away from your core value of love, and it is manifesting it further. So stop. The less you give attention to it, the less it happens. And Selena, my friend, actually reminded me of this. She says, you know, I think this is why I don't ever have any drama in my life or any negativity. Because she says, I never talk about it. I never, you know, discuss it with people. I never, you know, she says, I just don't give energy to stuff. And that is key. Like, that is it. Whereas I'm someone who likes to discuss stuff, to just get it off my chest and to get advice and guidance. So it comes from a good place, but what I'm doing is self-sabotaging. So if you want that guidance, be open, be real with your spiritual tribe, but that's it. Discuss it once and that is it. Do not give energy to it. And when you discuss it, make sure it's coming from a good place. Make sure it's coming from a vibration of love, not a vibration of lack. Because if you're talking about stuff in a low vibration, it's just gonna bring it more into existence. Whereas if you talk about it from a happy, loving, positive vibration, that is what you're going to attract: happiness and love and joyous vibrations. So make sure when you're discussing stuff, you're in a good vibration. And you know, I am is the most powerful, powerful phrase out there. So when you say I am, you better freaking be careful of what the next few words are, because you are literally bringing that bad boy into fruition straight up. So you only say, I am love, I am happy, I am fulfilled, I am surrounded by abundance, I expect miracles, I am receiving miracles, and only speak what you would want to happen. And this is like the little trick I do now. Before I say anything, I'm like, do I want this to happen? So whenever you are like thinking, should I say this? Watch my words. And you will need to watch your words. Like, consciously think about your words. Think about what you're saying. And remember, you are writing your story. So you just want to speak happiness, feel happiness, speak love, feel love, speak abundance, feel abundance. Do not speak of anything lacking, negative, or anything that you do not want to happen. And I know some of you may be saying, you know, if I've been doing this for a long while, if I've been self-sabotaging for a long while, is it possible to like reverse these effects? And like I said, it's not about reversing the effects, it's about shutting the illusion down. So what happened in the past is in the past. The past cannot affect you. You heal and you forgive your past. Your past is in the past. It's not here. It's not happening. It cannot affect you. Because what we do is by dwelling in the past and bringing up the past, we're bringing that into our reality. We're bringing that into the present. And that is what you don't want. So by leaving it in the past, creating that new story and living by that story, you are living in the present and creating a happy present and a fulfilled and joyous present. So it is totally possible for you to create this new story, no matter how long you've been doing this for, no matter how long you've been self-sabotaging and speaking into existence. You can change it in an instant. It is by your vibe, by your words, and by your thoughts. So I'm not like the massive preacher of visualization, but recently visualization has really helped me to reinstate my faith and to really trust and to, you know, add power to what I've been doing to change this situation. So I've just been visualizing happiness, love, joyous, all of the amazing things which I want this situation to reflect, and just it feels real. And that's the weirdest thing, when I'm in this vibration of truth and removing illusion, all of this stuff feels real, because it is real. I've experienced it in the past. It is real. It's not like I'm visualizing the complete impossible that I've never seen before. And even if you do have a situation which you've never experienced before, so you don't know how to feel, love is the key. Love is the answer to everything, and love always wins. So you will always feel good and feel and manifest what you need when you come from a vibration of love and happiness and joyfulness. So visualization has really helped me recently, because it has allowed me to feel as if it's in the present. And what I've also been saying is not like I'm improving this situation, or like, you know, I'm not acting like the situation is still repairing or in recovery or whatever. I'm like, it's healed. It's already amazing. It's here. It's now. There's no separation between me and that manifestation. It is here. It's happened. It is here. And, you know, it totally helps speaking as if in that sense as well. So remember, guys, the power of your thoughts, and you are the author of your story. So if you don't like the story, freaking rewrite it today and live by that. And for people who maybe don't practice law of attraction, or, you know, would just totally not get if you suddenly started turning around and speaking as if the situation was incredibly positive all of a sudden, just do it. Just do it. That's my best advice. Like, if the, you know, I've had it with like my parents and stuff, and you just speak as if. Just be confident. Just be like, yep, everything's great, thank you. And yep, everything's amazing. Everything's, you know, full of love and happy and amazing. And that's all you need to say. Like, just don't go into detail. And if they like kind of gripe and gripe and gripe, just vibe with what feels good. Vibe with what feels good. But, you know, you'll know what feels right. You'll know what you should and shouldn't say to people. But it's all about speaking positively and speaking as if, and knowing that that reality is already here. And what really comforts me is realizing that the illusion of trickery, and like, you know, the illusion concept in itself of pain, suffering, negativity, and lack, is that this isn't your, so it's not a sense of that isn't your reality, it's a reality you've manifested. You've manifested a reality. That doesn't mean it's your reality. You can change your reality at any time, literally Everybody does it every single day with manifestation, words, thoughts. So you're manifesting a different reality. So just have that thought in your mind that what you've manifested isn't your reality because you've chosen a different reality. So don't even see it as your now. Don't even see it as currently this is my situation. It's not your reality. You've written a new story and that is your reality. And I also wrote a list. I want to say this before I forget. I wrote a list of affirmations to read out every morning and every evening in the mirror. And all of these affirmations reflect exactly what I want the situation to be and exactly how it would be, you know, once it's manifested. Although it has already manifested, just saying, there we go, covered my arse there. So yeah, I wrote these affirmations, and it just massively helped me. And again, when I was reading these, I felt as if it was happening. I felt as if it was truth, and it was because I believed in it. So you will have days where you doubt it. You will have days where, you know, like I have, where you just kind of feel a bit fed up and you're like, oh, come on, I've tried so hard. But that is your test of faith. That is your test of trust in the universe. And you continue no matter what. You do not give up, because a great reality is better than a shitty one. And if you've spoken a shit situation into reality, like I've done, and I'm sure all of us have done, we can fix that so easily and expect miracles daily. And just, you know, just decide that. Just make that decision. You're the author of your dreams, of your life. If you want a good day, write it into existence. It always happens. So get wise about your thoughts. Get wise about your words, because you're speaking everything into existence. So if you are sick and tired of a shitty situation and a shitty manifestation, change it. Change it today. Change your story. Choose a new one and live by it. That is your new reality. So I hope this podcast has helped you guys, and, you know, even talking about it has helped me as well, because this is all of my experiences over the last few months, and it helps me to be able to talk about this as well, because it reaffirms to me everything I already know when I'm channeling through to you guys. So as always, I'm sending you lots of love and light. And if you want to find out any more information about myself or my work, you can find it on emmamumford.co.uk. And I've also got some new webinars out at the moment, which you go in and have a look at, which is starting on the 21st of June. So I'll be doing 90-minute webinars all about loads of different topics each month. They're going to be monthly. The first one is about law of attraction basics. So as today, I've covered another basic. So we all need reminders of the basics. So if you want to have a look at all the information and what that webinar is going to cover, you can have a look on my website. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and likes and subscribes. And as always, have a fabulous week, and I will see you next week. Lots of love, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.